Welcome to Mercy and Truth Fellowship's Sermon of the Week. We really hope you enjoy this week's message by Jane Cook. For more information about us or our resources, go to our website at mercyandtruth.net.
I just played around and had a blast, and it's really wacky. So if it helps you, if you're visual like me, and you know it helps you to focus, great. And if it doesn't, just ignore it. That happens to be our farm, by the way. So welcome 2017, new perspective for breakthrough. So Holy Spirit, we just ask you to continue to bless us with your presence this morning. And Lord, we just truly ask that you just speak to every heart and every person here, Father. And I pray that you just take this word that you spoke to me, Lord, and just put your fire on it for them as well. In Jesus' name. So before Christmas, when everybody's coming to your house, you do have to clean. So, I was cleaning up the piles, you know, the papers, the art supplies, the books, hiding the sharp instruments from the children, you know, from my tools, and sorting through like 500 plus emails into accounts. I mean, it just totally gets away from you. And I had to get through that. I was moving the books around. And while I'm doing that, I heard this really clear word from God. A new direction for 2017 and a new perspective. And it was going to be for breakthrough. And I fell asleep thinking about it. And then when I woke up the next morning, I was still thinking about it. And he gave me a scripture. And then I just was like, wow, this is it. This is it. I was so excited. So I'm going to share that with you today. And it's going to start off with an excess list. Now, there's going to be three things I'm going to be talking about. Okay, so you be listening for what those three things are. The first one, I'm going to start off with this excess. And when I mean excess, these are not bad things. I'm not talking about, you know, sin today. I'm just talking about things that we have that we're not using. So I'm going to call them excess. Things that pile up, okay? So on this list, we've got quite a few things listed. Books and tools, your pantry, your food, your freezer, your clothes, you know, personal items. My little sister, she said she collects all those little women samples that you get with the makeup and all that stuff, just piles up everywhere. But, you know, even ideas can be excess if you're not using them. Okay? Even Bible knowledge and spiritual knowledge and interests and emails and technology and Facebook, and it just can pile. So the first word that he gave me for 2017, it's a year to fast from excess, from gathering and accumulating more. Now, I just want to have a disclaimer here. I'm not saying gathering is bad, okay? And I'm not saying that you guys are on the same page that I am. Sorry, the majority of the room is on that side. So you guys can push over there if you want. I just didn't want to be in the way. Can you see? Kind of? Okay. One way or the other. So hopefully there's something today. So be listening to what God's going to be speaking to you. But for me, he was saying there's excess versus output. There's a pile up, and it's a year for me to fast from those accumulating anymore. I've gathered enough. I've gathered enough ideas. I've gathered enough tools to do a jillion projects, okay? It's time to actually use what I have. It's time to read the books I have. It's time to do the things that God has shown me to do. And I don't know what your excesses are and what's piled up in your life, and it could be practical things, too. I mean, you know, really, really simple things. So we're going to talk about some simple things, and then we're going to go further into it. So first thing on my list was my clothes closet. Now, in all honesty, who wants to display their clutter in front of everyone today? But I am the example. Okay, so actually, I have cleaned this closet out, so it's actually way better than it's ever been. But how many people need 50 pairs of shoes? Am I wearing every pair of shoes? No. So you may need to even go through those simple things and simplify your life. Get rid of those things that somebody else may desperately need, and you're not even using them. or sell them and bring in some income so you can buy some more seed. Okay, then there's, oh, did you see those? I've got them hidden everywhere. That's so funny that Kevin talked about books today, because he doesn't really even know what I'm talking about today, so it's going to be pretty amusing. Okay, so then you can move to the kitchen where the food is. Now, the pantry, that actually is in better shape than it is normally, but yes, the pantry, the freezer, your refrigerator. How many of you ever heard of Danny Johnson? Anybody ever heard Danny Johnson speak? She's a wild young woman who was homeless, and then God got a hold of her life, and she's a financial person, and she became a millionaire, and now she's helping people understand how to do their finances. Well, one of the big things she says is you're wasting money on food. You are buying food and hoarding food, and it goes bad, and you've wasted that money. So her thing is you plan, which is key. You go to the store, you buy just what you need for that week or 2 weeks or whatever you're shopping for, and then you actually prepare the food that you purchase the supplies for. Way, way better. So I need to do some more cleaning and clean out some of the food. I'll bring it here to the food pantry and pass it on. And the other thing is we want to actually cook what we have. So I'm trying to cook once again. Okay, Kevin's not in here, so you can tell him later what I said. And then there's also the excess calories, carbs, and sugar. And, of course, you know, nobody really likes to talk about that. But when I started thinking about it was, here's what I started thinking. It's excess. We're talking about excess, what we don't use. So guess what? We're taking in some calories and some sugar that we don't use. And it's doing our body harm. And so if we would simply look at the food as a source of energy and take in what it is we actually need and, you know, give the rest of the way. I'm not saying never eat a Christmas cookie again because, you know, that's just our tradition. But give the rest away. Don't eat the whole thing that's left laying around the house. Okay. And you realize, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me. You realize this was my word, so don't be offended by anything I say today. Then, of course, there are materials, tools, supplies. Oh, my, it looks worse up there than it does at home, yeah. That's my studio in the laundry room. Yes, where I do polymer clay. Oh, it's way better than it was, yes. But I had to move stuff off the table a little bit so the kids could eat there. So, yeah, you know, you can only accumulate so much. And then I have another studio downstairs, which is where I paint and stuff. And so, see, maybe I've gathered a few too many art supplies. So I have excess there that needs to be used up. And you can also have excess of ideas. How many of you, God gives you ideas all the time. Things you can do for other people, things you want to create, things you want to make, things. That's just a scribble book I have of ideas, creative ideas. But you may have dreams, you may have visions, you may have desires, you may have like ministry ideas that you have, that you scribble down, that you haven't done. It's just piled up, and you haven't done them. And I mean, it's really great to have the idea from God, but if you don't do it, it's not going to reap. And then come the books. Well, I'm only showing you, this is cleaned up also. This is my prayer chair, and there's books actually on the other side and behind it, if I'm quite honest. Okay, so there's books. So books are not a bad thing, right? I love to learn. I can't help it. Okay, that's in the laundry room. And that's by the bed. And that's not counting Kevin's side or inside the drawers or in the closet, as Joe pointed out. Uh-oh, here he is. Hurry, turn it. Quick. No, there's nothing under the bed. So books are great, but why am I accumulating more if I hadn't even read what I have? And why am I accumulating more if I haven't even applied what I've learned in the books to start with? I mean, that's just ridiculous. How much information can you handle? And that's what the next slide is about, is information. I don't know about you, but the computer thing is a wonderful thing, but you can get blogs and podcasts and emails and all this really cool stuff, but you can also get an excess of that where you're, almost too much information. You know, you can't even read them all, especially when it comes to emails and stuff. Okay. All right, even in the really, really positive spiritual things, sometimes we can get excess in Bible knowledge and spiritual knowledge where we're constantly accumulating knowledge. We're studying, we're reading, we're listening to podcasts, we're going to workshops, but we don't ever move on to the actual application and the practice of what he's shown us. So have we actually learned it? No, we're just accumulating facts and knowledge in our head, but we haven't actually experienced it. I mean, if you know you're supposed to love, but you don't love, then it's really a moot thing. Even in the next slide is even in like words and dreams and prophecies. And this is actually a little journal I started on my prophecies because I didn't grow up in a charismatic church. I never had anybody prophesy over me my whole life. Only in recent years, you know. And I started realizing I wasn't treasuring those prayers that people prayed over me. They were lost in my journals somewhere. I didn't even remember what it was. So I went through and I gathered them out. And if you don't journal, that's okay. Just sit down with God and ask him to remind you of when someone's prayed over you or prophesied over you or spoke over you. And some of you may have really good memories where you don't need to do this. I don't know. But it's really helped me to pull them out and write them down in a special book. And then I can go back and look at that and agree with God for whatever it was and ponder it. Because some things, like I found some dream I had like last year, I didn't even remember it at all. I didn't remember it all. So I'm asking God about it. So even that, we can have excess if we're not actually moving on into the action of it. Because any revelation that he gives you, and this is what Bill Johnson said, I picked this up from him because I thought it was so profound. Any revelation that you get from God is actually an invitation to step into it. It's not just for you to know. He's saying, now's the time, Jane. Okay, you learned about healing. So guess what? Now's the time. I'm going to give you the power and the authority, et cetera. It's time for you to move into this healing or whatever it is that he's shown you. So get excited again about the things that God has revealed to you this year, because that means it's going to happen. He just doesn't play with us. He doesn't show us things and say, oh, that's for somebody else. You know, it's for you. There might be other interests that you have or talents you wanted to develop that you've poured money into. That happens to be a piano that I don't play. I actually gave it to Sarah, but it came back to me because they don't have enough room in their house. Or you might have a guitar or something laying around the house. You might have a sewing machine. You might think you're going to cook and you keep collecting cookbooks, but you don't cook, or Pinterest ideas and you don't do the craft or whatever. So we have excess. Okay, raise your hand if you have excess anywhere in your life right now. Okay, everybody has some excess somewhere, something that you're not using. Let me say it this way, that you're accumulating something or you have something that you're not using. Because excess sounds really like profound, but okay. So 2017 is the year to fast from excess and accumulation. Okay, here's the scripture that God gave me. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now he who supplies, and the whole chapter is awesome, by the way, but we're going to focus on this. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. There's a translation called Phillips Translation, and it's a big book. I have it in a multiple translation thing, and so I put it on my phone because it is so amazing. You've got to hear it in this translation too, if I can read it that small. He who gives the seed to the sower and turns that seed into bread to eat will give you the seed of generosity to sow and for harvest, the satisfying bread of good deeds done. The more you are enriched by God, the more scope will there be for generous giving, And your gifts, administration through us, will mean that many will give thanksgiving to God. So not only does he supply food for us, which is what I take as your needs. He's going to meet your needs. God's going to meet your needs. He also supplies the seed for you to sow. He's already given you seed to sow because we're already, every single one of us says we have something that we're not using. So that would be to sow, right? Okay. And multiplies your seed for sowing. So have you ever had such a big dream for yourself or an idea or a goal or something you needed to do that you thought, how could I possibly do that? I don't have enough, whatever, to do that. This scripture is going to blow you away because what he's going to tell you is it's not about how much money you have. It's not about your strength. It's not about your time. It's not about your anointing. It's not about any of these things, gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's not about your resources. It's about what you have, because when you sow what you have, he's going to increase the seed so you can, he's going to multiply your seed for sowing. And it actually happens in the doing of it. It says he will multiply your seed. Okay, he supplies, and then he will multiply your seed. So it's actually in the doing of it. Reinhard Bonnke, one time I was listening to him, and he was talking about, why do you want more of the Holy Spirit? Why do you want more revelations? You don't need more revelation to sit on the couch. He's right. So what happens is, as we are sowing what we have, he'll multiply and give us what we need. He'll give us the more that we need. But it starts with what we have. It's actually, the miracles are actually seen when you're sowing. And actually, we're going to see replenishment miracles as we step out and sow what we have. And of course, my favorite story of Jesus is the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well, Jesus didn't get in the boat that day and say, okay, guys, we got to go rent 5 more boats and fill it, pack it full with food, because there's going to be 5,000 men and a whole bunch of women and children that are going to need food after a while. So we got to stockpile up some stuff and go buy some food to take. He didn't say that. They got in the boat, they went. They were hungry. They started with what they had, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus blessed it. And as they were passing it out, Jesus, even then, right then, God didn't just, I mean, he could, obviously. He could have just rained down enough food for everybody all at one time, but he didn't choose to do it that way, I think, for this reason, is he actually broke it, gave some to each disciple, and as they passed it out, they passed it out, they passed it out, it was replenished. So it's as we're sowing that the seed's going to be replenished. And that's the miracle. And that's why God says that his power is perfected in weakness. If you can do it and you have it all, then you're not going to get to see a miracle. But if you don't and you give what you have and then God shows up and comes through, then guess what? His power, he's getting all the glory. He's getting all the glory. And you get to see a miracle. You get to be part of a miracle. So I really want you to focus today, and I'm focusing on it for myself as well, is focus on what you have. Quit thinking about what you do not have. I don't have enough education. I'm not strong enough. I'm not old enough. I'm too old. I'm, you know, whatever it is. Quit focusing on that and focus on what you have. Just give God what you have. Because I believe that 2017 is going to be an incredible year for us to be faithful. Even in the parable of the talents, which is Matthew 25, even that is an example of he gave 1, 5, 1, 2, 1, 1. And was it about what they didn't have? He gave it to him in the first place. How ridiculous would it be for God to go, well, you know, you should have 20, but he only gave him 5. I mean, he didn't do that, but he wanted to know that they had used what they had. And when he came back, then the 5, he said, you know, you were faithful in few, then I'm going to put you in charge of more. He said, you were faithful with your two talents. Guess what? I'm going to give you more. I'm going to put you in charge of more. And then another person, he said, I gave you one. Was he in trouble because he had one talent? God gave him the one talent, or the master gave him one talent. All he had to do was use that one talent. And guess what? If he had used that one talent, what would God have said, or the master had said in this parable? Well done. You were faithful in few. It would have multiplied to two. Then it would have multiplied. So it's not about what you don't have. It's about what you have and that you give it to God. And, something wacko went wrong with that, didn't it? Sorry about that. I should have rechecked it. Anyway, it says 2017, okay, is the year to fast from excess. 2017 is a year to be faithful. It's a time to read, do, use. It's time actually just to move into action. Being faithful with what you have to have action with it, or you're not being faithful with it. Faithfulness requires action. It's a must. You have to move into action for it to bear fruit in your life. I have above my little studio, you saw my studio, I call it my studio, it's the laundry room, but on that bulletin board you probably saw, there was a quote on there, and it says, a farmer never plows a field by turning it over in his mind. A farmer never plows a field by turning it over in his mind. At some point in time, you got to get that idea out of your mind and get out there and do it for it to actually become a reality and actually to happen. And that could have to do with, you know, anything, any practical thing, but it also has to do with spiritual things as well, and dreams and visions. Luke 11:28 says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and do it. It doesn't say know it. It says do it. James 1:22 says, prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. And in verse 25, I don't have it up there, but it says, but one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. It's not enough to know. You have to do it. You have to apply the action. In Matthew 25, 31 through 46, that's that really terrifying scripture of the separation of the sheep and the goats. And he has no problem separating. He knows exactly who the sheep and the goats are. Then he tells them, you know, he asks a question about, or he tells them, that he saw them, that they did good, and they said, when did we see you? So they're actually asking him the question. But notice, if you read back in that scripture, the sheep are the ones who did those things. They saw the person that was freezing, you know, and they did something. They didn't just walk away. You know, it's just whatever God brings, whoever God brings into your life. He's not calling you to save the whole world, but he's saying, what does love look like to the people that you have influence in or to the people that you're called to? And the goats, what about them? They did not do. They did not give a person a drink. They did not do this. They did not do that. Now, don't look at me and say, I'm talking about, well, what about grace? This scripture is not about grace, because guess what? We totally believe in grace, and we know it's all about Jesus and all about the blood. But guess what? Our actions show what we really, truly believe. What we really believe. And that's why he could say, you did these things, you're a sheep, you did not do. It was not their works. You know what I mean? That was giving them salvation. But it truly, by our actions, we are going to prove, and not to say we're perfect. I'm not saying that either. But seriously, this is serious. You read that scripture, Matthew 25. It's really convicting, because it's like, how can you say you believe that you should love people, but you don't show love? How can you say that you believe in healing, but you won't go out on a limb to pray for somebody to be healed? How can you say that you want people to get saved, but you're not willing to just share your life with them? I'm not talking about a knockdown, drag-out debate. I'm talking about just what Kevin said, which I thought was interesting this morning, is what does love look like to them? And opening the door for them to be reconciled to the Father. Because God's already working in their life. We're not the only people that God is moving in our lives. Unbelievers who are not yet believers, God is moving in their life. And we just need to encourage that and encourage them and just say, come on, Holy Spirit, you know, do it. Yeah. And give them the opportunity to be included. So even in the physical, and I think I already said this already, so you can whiz through there if you want there, but we want to take action in every part of our lives. We want to be faithful in our eating and our drinking, you know. We want to have the energy. We want to have the health to do all the things that God's called us to do. So 2017 is our time. I felt like God was saying for me that no more gathering. There's lots of seed in the barn, okay? You're prepared. It's time. So I really feel like he's saying, okay, no more gathering. You know, there's seasons in Ecclesiastes, or season for everything, a time for everything. Time to gather and a time to scatter. And now I really believe with all my heart, for me and maybe for us as a body too, it's 2017 is the time to scatter the seed. It's time to sow the seed. Quit thinking about what you don't have. Sow what you have. Sow what you have. And so the three things that I felt like God gave us is to fast from excess, to be faithful for what he's put in our hands, and to actually take action upon what he's putting in our hands, to use it, to do it, to sow it, whatever. 2 Corinthians 9:8 and 10a say, I will always have an abundance for every good deed. We're not wishful thinking. This is God's idea. He says, you will always have an abundance for every good deed. That means he's going to multiply your seed so that you can do all the things that he's put on your heart to do. So if you want to write a little formula, write fast plus faithful equals fruit. Fast from excess or accumulation, however you want to articulate that, and be faithful with what's in your hands, and it's going to result in fruit. And I would recommend, I would really encourage you to glean from last year, whether you have journals to go back and look through, or if you just need a time to sit down with God and ask God, what is it that you told me last year? What ideas did you give me? What revelations did you give me? What ministry ideas did you give me? What love ideas did you, I mean, relational ideas, health ideas, ask him and write them down, because we want to gather it and then we want to treasure it. It's from God. If we treasure it, then we'll do it. So we want to gather it, treasure it, to do it. We don't want to just be flippant and light about what things God tells us to do or he reveals. When he gives us a revelation, it's real. It's huge. And then if we just kind of bury it somewhere and don't ever think of it again, it's crazy for us to think that we're going to continually ask God to give us more of anything, more revelation, more anointing, more this, more that, more resources, if we're not even using what God's given us already. And so I really feel like this is the time, even right now, if God is speaking to you right now about some things, write it down right now. I don't want you to forget it. Write it on your bulletin. Write it down right now. Any area of your life where you think that there's excess, or you know that God's telling you action needs to be taken upon this idea or revelation or whatever he's given you. And I just want to encourage you to commit to those areas to him for this year. I really believe that 2017 is going to be fruitful beyond our wildest imaginations. I really believe that with all my heart. God wants to do. Ephesians 3:20 in the Amplified. I love it in the Amplified. He wants to do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond all our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Anybody who thinks God is a party pooper doesn't know God. He wants to do way more. You may think you have the biggest dream ever. How could it possibly happen? And he's like, just sow what you have and wait and see what happens, you know? Yeah, it's awesome. And then I have this really, God wants you to accomplish all your purposes. God wants you to be fully who you are designed to be. God wants you to prosper in every way. God's on your side. God's on your team. God is for you. This is a really interesting scripture, though. I've pondered it for a long time, and I feel like he gave me some revelation, more revelation into it. It's Proverbs 13:23. Abundant food is in the fallow ground of the poor. I think this is such a powerful verse, because in whatever area we have lack, we may consider ourselves poor in that area. It might be resources, but it might be education or wisdom or anointing. You can go all the whole gamut on this. That we would consider ourselves poor in that area. But God is telling us in this verse that we all have fallow ground. And fallow just means that it's not being used. It's ground that's not being used. It's ground that's not productive. So what God is saying is there is abundant food in the fallow ground of the poor. It means a person who is considering themselves poor in whatever area has fallow ground. And it's a sure thing that in that fallow ground, which is what we're talking about today, things that are being unused in our lives and have piled up or we've forgotten about, if we will put those things into production as God has designed, he's put them in our hands, there's abundant food in that ground. Every single one of us has some fallow ground that there is an abundance, and an increase, actually. If you would go back to that original verse, I don't know if I put it on the next one or not. That's all right. He will multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. So I just want to encourage you that you have the ability, you have what you need already to increase your harvest. And then God will multiply your seed from there. So I just want to encourage you to step into your destiny, which is the next slide. To step into your destiny. It's the painting. There it is. Step forward into your destiny. And then remember that 2017 is the time to fast, be faithful, and it will result in fruitfulness and even way beyond what you could possibly imagine, an increase in harvest, not only in your personal life, but for the kingdom of God and as a body and across the world. I believe that 2017 is going to be an amazing, fruitful harvest time. If By the way, this was in Singapore, I think. And a lot happened when we were there. Okay, so right now, if God is speaking to you, it's like 3 minutes till 12. Yes, I did it. But right now, if God is speaking to you, I want you to take some action. It doesn't have anything to do with me, but I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand that God has already shown you something. And you can close your eyes if you want to, if you don't want everybody looking around. But if God has already shown you something in your life that's not being used, that's been laying dormant, that's been laying fallow, that's been piling up, you have a barnload of seed that needs to be scattered, or maybe you've got a little bit, but remember what it's about. It's about what you have in your hands, not what you don't have. So right now, I just want to you to raise your hand and just pray to God that, let's just pray together. Let's just pray together. Lord, we just give you what we have in our hands. And right now, as each one of us are thinking of those areas in our life where we've accumulated, we've got excess, we've piled up things that you've shown us or you've given us, Father, and it's more than what we need personally. Father, we want to sow it into the kingdom. We believe that 2017 is the year for increase. It is a year for fruitfulness. And every single one of us, Father, you want us activated and on fire for you. And I just thank you for this church. I thank you for the body. I thank you for Gary and Jane and how they lead. And we just praise you and thank you that you are a good, good God and that you have the power to stand behind all of our dreams, all of our visions, and everything that you want to do for the kingdom. And Lord, we just praise you. We want to give you glory. And I just pray by your Holy Spirit, you just sink down into us this admonition that you gave us today, Father. Help us to latch a hold of it and to not let it go. Help us to write it down and to review it and just to keep in remembrance, Lord, what you're teaching us today. And Father, I thank you for the power that you give each one of us, Lord. We thank you that we're world changers, just stopping for the one, like Heidi says, that's forever in my heart, stopping for the one and then sharing with whatever love looks like to that person or to that situation, God. And I just am so blessed to be amongst a body of believers that are going to be on fire for you and change Bonterre, our families, and the world. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to our Sermon of the Week. For more information about us or our resources, go to our website at mercyandtruth.net.